Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Rick Tittle with you, and it's our pleasure to welcome to the show Patrick Willis, one of the best linebackers in the history of the NFL, a longtime Niner and a Hall of Famer, and he's here talking about how Super Bowl 60 will be back at Levi's Stadium. You got the Super Bowl experience presented by Jersey Mike's and Super Bowl opening night fueled by Gatorade as well. And Patrick joins us now from Levi's. Patrick, what's the hype like? Because we're getting pretty close to the day now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm super excited. It's the second time the Super Bowl has been back here. Super Bowl experience has been back here in the Bay Area, and it's just a great time. It's a great time for the community, a great time for all the football fans across the Bay Area, California, couple states over. But yeah, it's just a great time for everybody to come out and just and play football.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think I've ever, any of us in our lifetimes, have seen so much attention on your alma mater, Ole Miss, just a fantastic team, and then the whole thing with Kiffin. Do you have a take one way or another with the situation with the Rebs right now?
Man, that's a good question. My take would be to keep the main thing, focus on what matters, and that's who's in the locker room at this moment in time. Obviously, you know, I think they're going to miss, you know, their head guy just because he was with them. He helped them start that. But ultimately, you know, I feel like they know what's at stake. And so, yeah, just stay focused, stay locked in, and keep the main thing.
You know, you were such a fantastic high school player in so many sports. And, you know, hearing that Notre Dame didn't make the playoffs and then they said, well, we're not going to go to a bowl game. And it reminded me, correct me if I'm wrong, did I hear you once say that you took a recruiting trip to South Bend and they kind of gave you the cold shoulder? I mean, was that true?
No, sir. Yeah, that wasn't me on that
okay.
one. That would have been, I think that was a Tennessee Vols visit that I went on that I feel like I got the cold shoulder.
And you were Mr. Tennessee. Why didn't the Vols bow down?
You know, at that point in time, I think they were so big in recruiting out of state that, you know, anyone inside the state, and most definitely a 1A player, you know, they felt like maybe wasn't worthy to play there. But, you know, ultimately, I feel like I went to the perfect place in Ole Miss, and if I had to do it all over again, I would go back to Ole Miss again.
Did you ever think about what it would be like to play hoop or baseball or maybe even tailback, which you did?
Oh, you know, when I got to college, I was actually recruited not as a linebacker. I was recruited as an athlete. Mm-hmm. And so when I got to college, my freshman year, I told the coaches, one of the coaches was like, all right, you're a linebacker, you're going to do defense. And then one of the other coaches was like, well, yeah, he can run the ball too, but come over and get some running back snaps. And I was like, you know what? Man, that'd be awesome to be able to do offense and defense. And I remember we had our first padded practice, and, man, that safety came down and hit that running back, and they hit him so hard it sounded like a freight train. And I remember saying to myself, I said, man, there is no way in Hades you're going to be hitting me like that. I'm like, I'd rather hit you like that than you hit me like that. And so I remember I didn't go down to the running back drills. And so afterwards, after practice, the running back coach comes up to me and he says, Rookie, what happened? I thought you was coming down to get some snaps. I said, Coach, you know, I think I'm just going to focus on the defensive side of the ball. And so, so that was my last stint of, you know, thinking I wanted to be a running back on the offensive side. But, you know, I'm an athlete, I'm a competitor, and so I would say if I need to play offense and or defense, I would do just that.
Well, you made the right choice. And then, if I remember right, you went to the Senior Bowl, and the Niners staff was there, right? Like Nolan and Singletary, and you guys kind of developed a relationship. And maybe not a surprise, the Niners selected you in the draft, right?
You know, it was absolutely a surprise because I didn't think that, one, I grew up a Cowboys fan, and so anybody else outside of Cowboys, like, I despise. But and it was funny because growing up, my brother would say, I'm a 49ers fan. I would look at him like, who is the 49ers, and how do you even like them? I don't even see them even come on TV. Like, I always saw the Cowboys, and so... So being down there, man, having Coach Singletary that week, I feel like he hated me. I feel like he didn't like me, and so that week was just, I feel like, was brutal, man. It was tough, and I remember saying to myself, I was like, man, I do not want to go where this guy is, because he's gonna kill us on these bag drills. We can't even get out of individuals to get to. Mm-hmm. You get to practice without our legs falling off. And so I say all that to say, on the day of the draft, I was not expecting them to be the team to draft me. But I do still remember my prayer. I won't share it on here, but, man, God makes no mistakes. And I'm grateful that I was able to be drafted to the San Francisco 49ers and play my career here.
Didn't Coach Singh build, like, some kind of mountain on the practice field and had some crazy drill, like King of the Mountain or something?
Yeah, he had his he had a hill put out back for training purposes, and yeah, it was pretty steep. It was pretty steep and intense. I think we had it for about all of one off season, and I think when they parted ways, I think they ended up taking the hill down a little while after that. So,
well, you know, the getting the call to Hall of Fame, and if you had played longer, it would have been first ballot. And I think some voters mistakenly maybe held it against you that your career wasn't super duper long, but no doubt a Hall of Famer. What was it like when you finally got the call that you were in the Hall?
Yeah, it was, a full circle moment. It was just an, I was elated to the fact that, yeah, I played 8 seasons, and I know that I gave those 8 seasons all that I had, but I also know that, you know, people were like, oh, you didn't play long enough. And so I remember just telling myself, I was like, you know what, in life, when it's your time to go, you know, however that is, when it's time to pass on and, you know, go be in heaven and all of that, it is what it is. And so I remember telling myself, I was like, man, I gave what I had. I played this game because I learned that, you know, it meant not for long meant like it could be the next play, it could be the next day, it could be the next year. So all you can do is control what you can control, and that's give your very best in that moment. And so that's how I approached the game. And when that time came, you know, I was able to step away. Don't mean it was easy, but you know, it was one of those things I know I needed to do.
One of the greatest linebackers in football history, Patrick Willis, number 52. Remember the Super Bowl experience presented by Jersey Mike's and Super Bowl opening night fueled by Gatorade. You can attend all those events. Search for it up online. You can get some tickets to there. Patrick, enjoy the Super Bowl, and thank you so much for coming on, man.
Yes. And again, make sure you all come out to the Super Bowl experience. And remember, kids 12 and under get in free every day, and you can go get your tickets at superbowl.com/experience tickets.
Excellent stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.